live from the heart of Sin City, Las Vegas. This is a very special edition of the Steve Gruber Show as we roll up our sleeves and fight for your rights. Here are three big things you need to know to get you going today. Three, for the second time in a few days, the Midwest is blasted by a major storm that will soon set its sights on the eastern seaboard. Two, the AP says the gun culture is dying in America. Strange, considering gun sales are surging and the Supreme Court just decided to hear a major case on gun rights. And number one, day 33 in the partial government shutdown comes with the smallest of indications that a thaw could be coming between Democrats and Republicans on the border war. We have so much to cover in so little time, and I mean it. We need to get to it because we're burning daylight. Let's start with the storm outside. Indra, I think, is the name of this storm. I don't know where they come up with the names for these storms. Indra. Pretty much almost every county in Michigan, except those in the west end of the UP, are under weather advisories or winter storm warnings. A lot of snow and ice and rain and slush and mess, and then it's going to go into the deep freeze, my friends. Big freeze for y'all. Now, I'm in Las Vegas at the SHOT Show, so I'm going to miss a good part of the good fun that you're going to have, but I do envy the drive to work today for you folks in the ice and snow. No, really. Don't look at me like that. I envy you for all the fun you're going to have. Be careful out there. All kidding aside, be careful out there. And if you think your school might be closed, your activity might be shut down for the day, you might be right. Winter storm warnings, especially in effect for the northern part of the lower peninsula into parts of the eastern end of the UP. So keep an eye on the weather. It could be brutal. Could be several inches of snow. Like I said, freezing rain and ice could be mixed in there. Just a mess. It's day 33 of the shutdown, but now Mitch McConnell is weighing in, and things could change suddenly. The Senate Majority Leader, who until late last week had been basically invisible through the process, said yesterday the Senate will vote tomorrow on President Trump's pitch to fund his border wall and the partial government shutdown. And under the Senate rules, if it does not pass, which it likely will not, it needs 60 votes, then there will be a separate vote on a Democratic-backed package to open up the government immediately and give the president nothing for his wall. I don't expect that to pass either. The votes will be the first time the Senate has voted on spending measures so far in 2019. And like I said, I don't think either one stands a particularly good chance. Republicans largely support giving Trump some money for border walls and security. Democrats seem openly opposed, but there seem to be some cracks in that right now. So we'll keep an eye on that. The flurry of activity serves to underscore, I guess, the frustration that is felt in Washington and everywhere else. 800,000 federal employees are either furloughed or not getting paid. And it's gone on for, 33, 34 days now. It's been quite some time now. Now, Mitch McConnell has been key and often decisive in negotiating in prior government impasses. He has been steadfast in working with the president on certain measures, like getting judges filled, like Supreme Court Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. Those are key, and those are a cornerstone of what Mitch McConnell pushes for. But now he seems to be breaking out of his shell. Polls are suggesting many voters are blaming Trump and the Republicans for the shutdown. Though few of us, I mean, seriously, have you been affected by this? Because I can't, we flew, all right? We flew to Las Vegas here a couple of days ago. Literally, we flew through Detroit, through the security lines. Took less than 10 minutes. Man, in and out, up and down, no problem. Easy peasy. It really was. It was a breeze. Ivy and I were both shocked. We got there early. And so we sat around and read for a while and did some different things because we had plenty of extra time because we planned ahead and we wanted to make sure we made the plane on time. Well, we made the plane with about an hour and a half to spare. So most of us not being impacted by this partial government shutdown. Most of us don't feel it at all. Those that feel it the most, of course, are those who aren't getting paid, those that have been furloughed and so forth. And so you start to wonder, is there maybe some give and take starting to happen at least a little bit? The votes give each party new talking points in a different way. If both proposals fail, each can argue the opposition is blocking a good faith effort. But let's be honest. As we have said from the beginning, nobody really believes, not Democrats certainly, don't believe that having an open border is a good idea. In fact, Steny Hoyer, the House Majority Leader, second only to Nancy Pelosi in the House, says that he believes there should be physical barriers. He also believes that President Trump should be able to give his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress. So there are some some cracks starting to develop. And, of course, you've got Mitch McConnell here deciding to take some votes in the Senate. Now, McConnell had embraced Trump's Saturday bid to end the government shutdown as bold. The Kentucky Republican tried on the Senate floor Tuesday to paint the proposal as one that included elements Democrats have sought, which it is protection for young immigrants brought here to the country illegally by their parents, called Dreamers, that DACA deal. By rejecting it, he says Democrats are siding with the far left, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Kamala Harris and others that are way to the left. Is their plan truly to throw federal workers, including DACA recipients, Customs and Border Patrol, and indeed all Americans, under the bus just to extend this run of political theater? That was McConnell's question on the floor, and one would wonder. So here we are, headed for Thursday. Big votes are coming. Will it mean an end of the government shutdown? Probably not. I'm going to guess both are going to fail, but at some point here, my prediction remains that Donald Trump will declare a national emergency. What other choice does he have? If the government remains partially shut down, and so you have issues with food safety inspectors, issues with the TSA, issues with some border security people and places, you can't allow that to persist. You can't allow that to persist, as Mitch McConnell aptly put it, for political theater. You cannot allow that to go on infinitum. At some point, you have to put an end to it. And you can't do it by caving in. And I don't believe the president will cave in. I believe that he is prepared and ready to stand up and say, listen, we need to end this. We need to end this now. So that was where we left it yesterday. All eyes will be on what happens tomorrow on the Senate floor. And then if one of those bills happens to get out, which again, I think is very unlikely, but if one of those bills happens to get out of the Senate, will it pass in the House? Well, I would say the Democratic bill would, to immediately open government and deny the president any money for border security, which is absurd. Everybody agrees. We need more detection devices for drugs and weapons at the points of entry and the ports of entry. We need more security in the places that there's not a fence, not a wall, not anything to impede illegal immigrants from coming into the country unchecked, untethered. We can't have that. So everybody knows we have to get to a point in this conversation where we close the border and make it secure and require anybody coming into this country to be checked. It's not a big deal. You here's your ID. Let me have it. Where are you from? What country are you from? Why are you coming? How long are you staying? These are questions that anybody has been asked going to any country in the world. I've been asked those questions by every country I've ever gone into. Why are you here? How long are you going to stay? Where are you going to be? If you're hunting, where'd the gun come from? Do you have hunting and fishing licenses? Are you getting those from the guide or outfitter you're going with? These are all very logical, normal, appropriate questions. Why would we as Americans not ask the same questions? And the answer is, of course we would. And of course we should. No question about it. And so that's where we are heading into Thursday. Now, as I mentioned, we are in Las Vegas for the 41st annual SHOT Show from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. The SHOT Show, the biggest gun show in the world. It's a closed event. You can't come here. The general public cannot come here. But I come here because I was invited by the National Shooting Sports Foundation to participate, to be on Radio Row. It's a very exclusive bunch of programs that get invited in. I'm glad to be here. And on the program today, we'll talk to a Kentucky congressman who says it's time to make reciprocity a national federal law. What does that mean for you that carry concealed weapons? I think you know, but for those that you don't, we'll talk about it straight ahead right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more business is saving money. Means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
America has always been about working hard and achieving your dreams. Nowhere is that truer than construction. The Associated Building Contractors of Michigan help the best and brightest get the training that turns dreams into dream careers and turns dreamers into leaders. That's what ABC of Michigan is all about, and you can't get more American than that. To learn more about how you can help build Michigan, visit abcmi.com.